Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, renovating basements to boost home value. Information at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, March 25th. I'm Abby Larico. Mark Twain State Park near Hannibal will be getting a new educational trail this summer. It will be named for a friend of nature and the park.
He just wanted people to know and understand how great nature can be for you and what it does for the earth.
A trip to the Ben Sapp Trail, coming up after this news on The Gateway. St. Louis has a new personnel director after months of controversy. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports.
John Unnerstall was sworn in Monday to head up the city's department. As personnel director, he will be responsible for hiring and firing city employees. Unnerstall worked in the department for 18 years. He takes over from former director Sonia Jenkins Gray, who was fired recently for violating a city rule. She drove a city vehicle to Jefferson City to retrieve personal documents. She also traveled with another city worker. The job of personnel director has been controversial. The person who held the job before Jenkins Gray is suing the city, claiming that the city was trying to prevent him from being considered. A judge has since blocked that potential rule change. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Early voting begins today for local elections in the St. Louis area. Voters can cast ballots at select polling places in the City of St. Louis and St. Louis and St. Charles counties. St. Louis voters will also pick the mayor, comptroller, and odd ward alderpeople. Three seats are also open on the St. Louis Public Schools Board of Education. There are numerous municipal and school board positions up for grabs in St. Louis and St. Charles counties. Many cities and school and fire protection districts also have tax and bonding issues. Voters in St. Louis County will also see a measure that would give the county council authority to dismiss department heads. A court ruling, though, may mean the results will not be counted. Be sure to check out our voter guide at stlpr.org. The crowd at the school board meeting in Edwardsville last night was at capacity, with people packing the room to speak out against dismissing 16 teachers for budgetary reasons. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Moline reports, they went home disappointed.
After hearing 24 people speak against the cuts during the public comment period, the Edwardsville School Board voted 4-3 to enact them. Teachers rallied ahead of the meeting outside Liberty Middle School, holding signs and dressed in red. Among them was Edwardsville Education Association co-president Robert Unziker, who says the district has balanced its budget on the backs of teachers.
And that has left us behind neighboring districts. And we are losing talent from our district to neighboring districts for pay. We're losing for working conditions. We're losing for just flat out morale.
Superintendent Patrick Shelton says some dismissed teachers could be rehired depending on final enrollment for the next school year. I'm Brian Moline, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's initiative to bring bachelor's degrees to the state's community colleges is stalled in the General Assembly. The bill would allow community colleges to offer bachelor's degrees in high-demand fields such as early childhood education, manufacturing, and nursing. House Higher Education Committee Chair and Democratic Representative Katie Stewart didn't call the bill for a vote last week amid concerns about its impact on four-year colleges. In a statement, Stewart says the goal in holding the bill is to work out how to support both people looking for credentials and, quote, the missions and student populations at our existing four-year institutions across Illinois. Lawmakers adjourn at the end of May. Advocates for the new Faith by Plate Act say the law makes Illinois one of the first states to require kosher and halal meals in public institutions. The legislation will require the Illinois State Board of Education to have one or more statewide master contracts with vendors that allow schools of all sizes access to such meals. Muslim Civic Coalition President Dilara Saeed says this law is crucial because although some schools already offer these meals, others don't know where to start.
What we don't have is a uniform policy across the state that Muslim students, Jewish students, faith students can have these dietary restrictions met. And this law provides an opportunity for them to not only do the right thing, but then have it easily accessible for them as well.
Governor Pritzker signed the law last week, and it went into effect immediately. Art St. Louis, a nearly 50-year-old visual arts nonprofit, has shut down. In a letter to artists obtained by St. Louis Public Radio, the organization's board said they were also closing their gallery and Catalyst coffee shop in St. Louis's Midtown neighborhood, citing unforeseen financial burdens. While Art St. Louis reported breaking even in 2022, according to tax documents filed with the IRS, the organization's deficit grew to more than $35,000 in 2023. The board writes Art St. Louis can, quote, no longer in good faith ask our dedicated employees to continue to shoulder the burden of uncertainty without a clear path to paying their wages going forward, end quote. Representatives for Art St. Louis did not immediately respond to requests for comment. An English sports betting company has reached a major marketing deal with the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
Bet365 is now the official mobile sports betting partner of the St. Louis Cardinals. Financial terms and the length of the deal were not disclosed. Bet365 will have advertising rights on multiple platforms, including radio and online. Signs will be visible on TV broadcasts. In addition, an all-inclusive seating area in Busch Stadium will now be known as the Bet365 Bridge. The company said in a statement it was excited to bring a world-class mobile betting experience to St. Louis. Missouri voters legalized sports betting in November. State gaming regulators say they will start accepting license applications on May 15th. Companies could get their operating licenses starting August 30th. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
And Cardinals opening day is Thursday. A new trail is coming to Mark Twain State Park in Monroe County near Hannibal this summer. As Harshawn Ratton-Paul reports, volunteers came together recently to clear the trail and remember a friend.
Dozens of volunteers marched through a muddy, undeveloped section of Mark Twain State Park. They're armed with shears, spades, and shovels as they take the first steps in building a new trail dedicated to Ben Sapp.
Because he was always about learning for younger kids and looking out for those type of things and understand that's kind of the way it's going to be geared towards a learning trail. So I think it's going to be very good.
That's Sapp's father, Richard, who drove down from Illinois to help clear the trail.
He loved nature. Things like this is right what he would want to do. The only thing would be he wouldn't want it named after him.
Ben Sapp was an environmental specialist at the Missouri Department of Natural Resources before he died of cancer in 2018. He was 38 years old. He also used to be the superintendent of Mark Twain State Park. As volunteers clear the trail of sticks and stumps, they swap stories about Ben.
He was just a gentleman, just a quiet guy. Had quite a bit of knowledge to him about life in general, and just liked him. He was just a very personable person.
That's Philip Whelan. Like many of the volunteers out here today, Whelan is a member of the Missouri Master Naturalists, an organization that helps with conservation projects around the state. It's an affiliate of MU Extension and the state's Conservation Department. Education is a key component of the Master Naturalists. Every new member does 40 hours of specialized training about a variety of environmental topics. Whelan was born, grew up, and lives just a few miles away from the trail. But he still learned a lot from joining.
I like it. I thought I knew something about nature. Well, after the first 4 or 5 months, I found out I didn't know diddly squat.
After they graduate, members do 40 hours of volunteering a year. It was through volunteering that he first met Sapp.
This is because Ben and Sarah and the boys. That's why I'm here.
One of those boys is Toby Sapp, Ben's now 17-year-old son. He's out here, too, carrying a yellow and black tool bag as he clears the corridor of branches and saws his way through stumps. He says his dad passed on a love of nature, and being out here brings back those memories.
We were on a trail like this, actually, and one day we looked down as we were hiking it, and there was a big old rock pile, and we kind of made a fort out of it, and so we went back there a couple times, but it was pretty awesome.
Toby's little brother, Keaton, is 13. He was young when his dad died, but still has fond memories of hiking nearby trails and fishing in nearby ponds.
He just wanted people to know and understand how great nature can be for you and what it does for the earth.
After about 3 hours, the volunteers, muddy, tired, and sweating, break for lunch. The job's not done. A storm the previous night left the ground soaked, and another crew will come back to finish digging. But Ben Sapp's dad, Richard, is driving back to Illinois.
It's very humbling, and these people, he's touched a lot of people, and it, I think he'll be very pleased with it. I'd rather have him here and not name the trail.
The ribbon cutting for the Ben Sapp Memorial Trail is slated for June 21st. I'm Harshon Ratnapal.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.